listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Our KFUO Church of the Week this week is Peace Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri. And we're going to chat with them in just a moment. They have all kinds of things going on this season. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine by visiting cui.edu. Joining us today, the Reverend Robert Brown. He's Associate Pastor at Peace Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri. Pastor Brown, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
It is good to be here with you guys.
It's been a few months since we chatted. You were here for Share-a-thon last spring, yes. And it's another season. This is kind of the cozy season with all kinds of festive things going on at Peace Lutheran Church. And we are excited to talk about that because you guys don't really like sleep in the month of December,
do you? Not this time of year. No, things start to ramp up big time.
Yeah.
Right here, we hit the end of the church year and start the new one, and it gets crazy quickly.
Yeah. So this week, some exciting things happening. We'll start with special services this week. We have Thanksgiving services at
Peace. Yes, so we got our Thanksgiving services this coming Wednesday, which is November 26th at 7 p.m. So it's Wednesday night. And then we have our Thursday morning Thanksgiving service as well. So come out on Thanksgiving Day. It's at 9:30 a.m. We'd love to see you for our Thanksgiving services. And, you know, giving thanks to God at Thanksgiving time. It's what it's all about. He's one who has given us all that we say that we're thankful for this time of year, family, friends, all the stuff we have. So come to church, join us at Peace.
And I like that there's Thanksgiving Eve also, because sometimes people are like, I got to cook on Thursday morning. So
or you're hitting the road Thursday morning.
Or you're traveling. Yeah. So that Thanksgiving Eve is a nice option.
Absolutely.
No excuses, guys. Go to church.
Reverend Jerry Juris is preaching this year. I think of him as our Thanksgiving preacher. He's preached the last couple of years for us at Thanksgiving time. And so he's a great preacher if you haven't heard him before.
Fantastic. And the day after Thanksgiving, one of my favorite things that happens at Peace happens at Peace.
The day after Thanksgiving, you start thinking about what holiday?
Christmas.
And so our Men's Club Christmas tree lot opens up bright and early in the morning at 9 a.m. So come out. And if you don't have your Christmas tree yet, feel free to come and get a tree for the year and have it for the season. You know, who doesn't want a real tree?
It's true.
Right.
It's become our favorite Christmas tree lot.
See?
We started going since we moved closer to you guys, and those trees are great.
They are. They are phenomenal trees
that they have.
All of the proceeds from our tree lot, all of it, gets donated. It all gets given back to various LCMS RSOs. It gets used in-house as well with our groups. And so and we support our schools with it and everything. So it is, it's a great tree lot to support because all of the money gets donated back.
And that is open during the week and on weekends, is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, open during the week and on weekends. I believe they're open from 9 to about 8, so somewhere around there, that they close down in the evening. And so, yeah, open all the time.
Until all is sold out.
Until they sell out.
You don't want to wait.
No, don't wait. Just go right away. Otherwise, you'll be driving around St. Louis trying to find a tree. And we've done that once. It was not fun.
It happens.
That's when we started going the day after Thanksgiving.
It happens. And they'll help you with it. So, you know, you don't have to do it all yourself. They will help you with the tree and getting it home and everything.
Just walking through it, it smells so good, too.
It does.
All right. So, tree lot, you can get your Christmas tree at the Peace Men's Club tree lot. That starts the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And then that brings us into the season of all the things. We've got Advent services.
We got our Advent services. They are at 6:30 p.m. every Wednesday in December. So, we got December 3rd, December 10th. December 17th is a little different of a service. That is actually our children's Christmas service that we'll be doing. So, and then the week after that, it's Christmas Eve. So there's only 3 Wednesdays in Advent this year. So instead of 4, normally we get 4, but we get 3 this year. And then we do have dinner before that. So come out at 5 p.m. And join us for dinner before the service. But definitely come join us for our Advent services. And then following that same week, the start of Advent. Besides just that, we got our Boar's Head Festival coming up December 4th through the 7th. Our 29th annual Boar's Head Festival. Yes.
Amazing.
29 years of doing the Boar's Head. It is an amazing thing that is carried on at Peace, and we look forward to it every single year. It is a phenomenal time. Seeing, like, not everybody realizes this when they come to the festival, but the entire thing is done by the congregation. Like, we don't have people that we hire and bring in. It's all volunteer run in the congregation. And so it's phenomenal to see everybody come together to put on the Boar's Head Festival. It's amazing.
I love Boar's Head. For people who haven't experienced a boar's head. What is it? Because it sounds a little weird, but it's sounds a little amazing. Gross.
Yes. You know, I had never heard of it before I came to Peace. And I actually asked the same exact question. I'm like,
what is
so
this?
What is boar's head? Because like it, you know, like,
it's not a lunch meat
festival.
What
does it have to do with Christmas? See, you think that's the only boar's head I knew, right?
It's not food, Andy.
No, it is the Christmas story.
There's food involved.
That's true.
There is food involved. There is food. But the first half is the festival. And so it's an English court scene that is done. And then the second half is the story of Jesus. The story of the wise men, the shepherds, and Mary and Joseph. And so it is truly, if you've never seen it before, come see it. It is worth seeing. And even if you have seen it, come back and see it.
Still worth it.
It's still worth it. I know people that come every single year and they love the story that mm-hmm. goes with it.
Music, drama, pageantry, maybe even some sights and smells.
Oh, yes, definitely. Oh, yeah. Cookies.
Cookies.
And cookies.
That's the big thing.
Cookies. Cookies. There's the
food. Yes. tickets are available. The performances are at 7:30 p.m. every night, and there is a matinee performance on Sunday at 2:30 p.m. You can get tickets by calling our office, which that number is 314-892-5610. And I'll give you that again. It's 314-892-5610.
So you would think that all that energy that goes into the Boar's Head Festival and all the work that goes into that, that all the musicians and the folks who make up Boar's Head Festival would be tired and need to take a break. No, no, no. There's still
no,
more to
going.
Do.
Absolutely.
So what comes next in the season?
Yes. So a couple weeks after that, we kick up with our German Christmas service. So we have an annual German Christmas service. It's done all in German. It is an honor to our heritage as Lutherans. So, you know, everything used to be in German, right? Back in early 1900s and beforehand, everything was in German. And so at 2:30 p.m. on December 14th, we have our German Christmas service, which the Reverend Dr. Robert Kolb is preaching that service. And he preaches all in German. He gives a little bit of a blurb in the bulletin about what the sermon's about, and he puts that in English. But other than that, everything else is just in German. And so come out and join us for that. There is a reception that follows where we do have German cookies as well. Ooh. So more cookies.
Are all the cookies made by the... That's a lot of cookies to make for a lot of things.
It is a lot of cookies. I'm not...
Is that from the congregation too?
It is from the congregation. We have a volunteer. We have... So for Boar's Head, it's... I mean, lots of volunteers that come together. For
right,
this one, it's
yeah.
it's a few volunteers that come together and make those cookies. And one of our volunteers doesn't like to be named, so
I won't
say anything. She,
yeah.
she likes to do all the she likes to do all of the cookie baking in secret. Yeah.
Secret cookie baking.
Yes.
That might probably be.
She
has
loves
a secret
it,
recipe
though.
Probably.
For the cookies.
Yes. She's an amazing baker.
I mean, Christmas cookies are part of the whole season, so it's great.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
Great.
Who All doesn't right. love cookies this time of year?
Right, exactly. And that German service, you said, is December 14th.
Yes.
And it will air on KFUO the week after on December 21st. Andy, do you know what
2
time?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Mm-hmm. on December 21st. So if you're not in the St. Louis area and you think this is a really cool thing, you can listen to it on KFUO at
2 p.m. Yeah, on the 21st.
On the 21st.
And you can listen to it while you're coming to Peace for what's at 3 o'clock on that day at Peace, which is our annual Christmas at Peace concert. It is an amazing musical concert that is centered on the Christmas season. So it's Christmas music that you will be hearing, and it is done by our Orchestra of Peace and the Bells of Peace. I'll say this here, our director of music ministry, Bernal Hackman, he is retiring this year. So this is like his last hurrah concert. So, yeah, come out, support him, and support the Bells of Peace, support the orchestra. It's an amazing concert every year, and it really gets you prepared, right? It's on the 21st, so it gets you prepared to go into Christmas.
And then Christmas services.
Absolutely.
Tell us about them.
So we got Christmas Eve services, and we have four of them on Christmas Eve. We got 12 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and our 11:15 p.m. service. Now, traditionally, what we've been doing is we've had our Christmas Eve services be, you know, just regular service, and then we've done 11:15 as our candlelight service. This year, we are doing all of them as candlelight services.
Okay.
So if you are looking for a candlelight service and you don't want to go out at 11 o'clock at night, come join us at Peace for one of our earlier services. We are doing candlelight for all of them.
Very cool.
It'd be really cool.
Nice. So four opportunities, yes. again, for Christmas Eve services at Peace Lutheran Church. And then Christmas.
And then Christmas Day, which I do want to tell people, Christmas Day is a different service. It is always different readings, different music, different stuff, a different preacher even. Pastor Ferguson preaches Christmas Eve. I preach Christmas Day. And so that service is at 9:30 a.m. On Christmas Day. So we invite you out to join us for that service as well and celebrate the day of Christmas, which is what Christmas Eve service prepares you for, right? The celebration of the day of Christmas.
Amen. Other special services at this time of year, during the time of Christmas, and we go into other seasons as well.
Yeah, the only other special service is our Epiphany service, which is, you know, kind of wraps up the Christmas season, right? That is like the official ending of it. You know, people forget that, you know, the Christmas season actually starts on Christmas Day.
Right.
And then goes all the way to Epiphany.
Yeah.
It's not quite the way the world does it, but in the church, the Christmas season is that 2 weeks that leads to Epiphany. And our Epiphany service is January 6th at 7 p.m. And so it's always a great service. I always enjoy that service. Epiphany is it's a good time. It's that service of light.
Where can we find all the details about, we've given a plethora of
yes,
events going on in services. Where can we find all these details?
Yes. So if you want a quick rundown, you can go to our website at peacelutheranstl.org. That is peacelutheranstl.org. And then if you click on our calendar, it has all of, if it's not in the main slideshow, you'll be able to click on our calendar and find all of these scheduled events on our calendar.
And again, the phone number for Peace,
that is 314-892-5610.
Our guest today, Reverend Robert Brown, Associate Pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri, our KFUO Church of the Week. Pastor Brown, thanks so much for joining us and sharing all these great events going on.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Concordia University Irvine, you have the freedom to explore your future and your faith. Across over 60 on-campus and online programs, you'll experience Christian education that's uniquely designed to develop the whole person, to prepare you not just for your career, but for all of your callings in life. Here you'll explore life's toughest questions, gain lifelong skills, and make relationships that last a lifetime. Concordia University Irvine. Learn more at cui.edu.